State lawmakers passed the landfill ban on oil filters and absorbent products. The DNR has been working on putting the ban in place. The DNR's Dan Fields says Wisconsin already bans oil, steel, and paper from garbage dumps.
And all three of those materials are together in a used oil filter. So it seemed silly to ban all three components of a used oil filter and not the actual filter itself.
Fields says a number of companies will pick up used oil filters at automotive repair shops and oil change centers and recycle the filters. He says if by chance you still change your own car's oil filter, many auto parts stores will accept a used filter. Field says there's much to recycle from one small filter, including at least 4 ounces of oil.
And the oil is then used as a fuel. The steel is very good, high-quality steel, and is resold and put back into the industry.
Field says there are 9 million oil changes involving filters in Wisconsin every year, including those for farm tractors and ATVs, which are part of the ban. Field says he doesn't think vehicle owners will see much in the way of increased costs from the ban. He says the DNR is hearing some complaints from repair shops about having to keep out of landfills the rags, cloths, and granular absorbents used to mop up oil. But he says homeowners who spill a little oil on their garage floor can throw oily rags or towels into their garbage cart. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.